B'tachan Falayv Shir 1809, Yoyim Shlishi B'Shabbes, Parshas Pinchas. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously. The Schos of Limor HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezer Hashem send the anonymous sponsor Hatzlocha and Bracha in everything that they do. We are talking about that in order for a person to feel sever, higher levels of bitachin, he has to really internalize the idea that he's gifted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if that's what's needed, then we have to understand that the Yetzer is going to work non-stop to destroy that feeling, to make us feel as if the Rabbeinu Shleilam is not helping us, to make us feel as if there are many things that we're missing, we don't really have so much, there's so many people that have more than us, etc., etc. And the more a person is able to overcome this Yetzer Hara, the easier it will become for a person to have a real meaningful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to develop these high levels of bitachon. And it seems so simple and so basic, but yet, unfortunately, many people live with this attitude that I'm not so gifted. I don't feel that the Rabbeinu Shlom has done so much for me. Which is obviously a terrible attitude to have, but unfortunately many people think like that. And the simple way to overcome it is what Chazal did when they were misaken Mea Brachas. The fact that we say 100 Brachas a day, the fact that we try to acknowledge how many chasadim HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us every single day. And it's 100 brachas, which means essentially the Rabbeinu Shalom is doing 100 favors for us, at least 100 favors for us, every single day. And like we said many times in the Shiurim, when a person is doing something anyway, and he has the ability to invest a little bit more effort in it, that's the best place to invest, because you're saying the brachas anyway. If a person would only say his brachas with a little bit more kavana, pick one bracha a day that you try to work on, like we discussed in the bracha for life share. We discussed at length the bracha of Asher Yatzar. If Chas V'Shalom, a person had an issue with his body, he would be incapacitated. Simply to pause one bracha a day and try to understand the chasadim of the Rabbeinu Shlom, you would feel gifted. The Rabbeinu Shlom has given you so much. So instead of getting busy with everything that you don't have, which is far less than what you do have, let's try to turn our attention to what we do have. And that will help us develop the attitude of sever and these higher levels of bitachon.